Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. The Lord gave another message to Jeremiah. He said, "Go down to the potter's shop, and I will speak to you there." So I did as he told me, and found the potter working at his wheel. But the jar he was making did not turn out as he had hoped, so he crushed it into a lump of clay again and started over. I'm really sorry to inform you that my own attempts at pottery were a miserable failure. When I saw my teacher doing it, it looked so simple. He simply threw the clay onto the revolving wheel, and within moments he was shaping a beautiful pot. What could possibly go wrong? But as soon as I had a go, the clay seemed to have a mind of its own. I never did manage to get the hang of it. On a number of occasions, whilst I was sitting at the wheel with my hideous mid-shapen pot, my teacher would put his hands round my hands, and incredibly, a wonderful pot would emerge. How did he do it? Do you know, I never found out. The sight of a potter sitting at his wheel would have been a very familiar one in Jeremiah's day. God used this everyday experience to convey a very clear message to the prophet. God had tried to shape his people, but they had resisted. They'd chosen to go their own way, and so he had no option but to bring judgment upon them and to start again. Every day we are being influenced from innumerable directions. The media, advertisers, employers, family, friends, and our community are continually making subtle suggestions as to how we should think, live, and spend our money. Among those many different voices, God himself is seeking to place his hands upon us and to shape us in a way that will be glorifying to him. Just like my pottery teacher, he wants to place his hands upon our lives and shape them into something that's beautiful. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you place your hands upon our lives and make us into the people you created us to be. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can also hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.